We want to also remember this solemn weekend in our country with the remembrance, the anniversary, 20th anniversary of 9/11 yesterday, and just pray for those who continue to be affected even 20 years later and our country as a whole, and pray for Fall Family Fun Day and the service to come. So would you join me as we begin this morning lifting up these needs to the Lord together? Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are a God who does turn curses into blessings, that you are the curse breaker, that you are the blessing giver, that every good and perfect gift is a gift from you, our Heavenly Father. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you for what you did in this man's life, and thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to be a part of your work in others' lives in our community. And I pray in advance for Fall Family Fun Day, Father, that you would bring all the people that you have set up already for divine encounters with your love and with your presence. I pray, Father, that we would be filled with your love and that, Lord, that it would be a great day of showing Jesus to our community. Thank you for your presence with us, and we trust your Spirit's empowerment and your presence for that day. Father, we recognize too that there are many in our nation still today, 20 years after 9/11, who are still grieving, and each one of these anniversaries becomes just another remembrance of that day. And so, Father, I thank you that you are near to the brokenhearted, that you comfort and that you are present in the midst of our suffering, that you are not far away, even as the testimony in the video, that God is with me, God is with us. I thank you, Father, that even on that day that you were with us. And so, Father, we pray for an awakening in our land of the reality that you are with us and a surrender to you as the only one who can heal and deliver and restore us. So, Father, pray that you would begin that work in the church and that it would filter through our country. We pray especially for those families who continue to be affected by the events of 9/11. May your comfort be upon them. And Father, as we gather today, we also just want to acknowledge our need for you. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we would enter into praise and worship, we have one acknowledgement, and that is up in the entryway, there is a milestone birthday today. Joyce Tarr turned 90 years old yesterday. And so can we just give Joyce a round of applause? There is a little basket out by the top of the stairs in the entryway. If you have a card for her, you can drop that in there. We celebrate you, Joyce, and bless you in the name of Jesus, you and your family. And also, there's another birthday tomorrow. Vic Robb is going to be 91, so we celebrate you as well, Vic, in your 91 years. We're grateful for those, especially with the young adults and the young at heart today, to celebrate the various generations. God is building a multi-generational church, and we celebrate all those at all stages of life, but especially those who are celebrating these milestone birthdays. God loves us. Amen. Amen. We pray blessing over each one. Let's go to worship.
If you would please rise and join us in worship.
God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. Stronghold will crumble. I hear the chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out.
We pray for
sovereign, you are holy, you are perfect, God. You are loving and merciful. You are everything that we need, everything that we want, Jesus. So we fix our eyes on you this morning. We have seen what you can do, Lord. We've seen it in your word. We've seen that there is no broken body you can't raise, Lord. We've seen that there's no mountain you can't move. We've seen in the video testimony this morning, Jesus, the power that there is in your spirit, in your word, in your work on this earth, Lord. We have faith in you, Lord, because you are powerful, you are loving, not just in what you do, but in who you are, and that all that you do, Lord, is just a reflection of who you are, Jesus. So we pray for revival this morning. We pray for it within our church, within our lives, over this nation, over this entire world, Lord, to the ends of the earth. We pray that you would awaken your people, awaken this city, Lord. I pray that we would see you moving like we've never seen before. And Lord, we know that this starts with us fixing our eyes on you, Jesus, and on nothing else. And so that is what we choose to do this morning. We look towards you. We place our trust in you. For you are good. You hear our prayers. You answer our prayers. And so, Lord, we even thank you in advance for the ways in which you will answer. And we pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
Jesus, we thank you that you are our living hope. You have broken every single chain. The chains that tied us to death. The chains that tied us to hell. The chains that tied us to brokenness, to sin, to darkness, Lord. Every single one of those chains has been broken. Lord, and though we may live in a life where we're in the already but not yet, we know that it is your desire that even on this earth, God, that we would surrender each and every one of those chains to you because you have broken them, Lord. If we would just let them go and hand them over to you, Jesus. That is your heart, Lord, for each and every single person who is here this morning, God, to release them of whatever chain is holding them down because you have paid that price. That is how much you desire that for us, Jesus, that you gave your life for it. So, God, we surrender ourselves to you this morning with our arms open. You're all we want, all we need. Lord, I pray over anyone here who is wrestling to let go of these chains. Lord, we know that even to do that, we need your strength. And so I pray for your strength over everyone here this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
So Jesus, you are living hope. We honor you. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We say, Jesus, there is no one else who deserves our lives being laid down. You are living hope, the one who laid down your life, whose love ran red at the cross as your blood was shed, as your life was given for us. It is our choice, our response to say, Jesus, all I have, all we are, it's yours. Father, revive us as a church. Revive us as a people as we surrender ourselves to you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for these moments to exalt your name, to call upon you, to surrender to you. We love you, Jesus. And all God's people say it together. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you to the youth worship team for leading us this morning. And at this time, the children would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Diana. And so we look forward, Mrs. Stapleton, so we look forward to what they have in store for them downstairs. And for us here,